Hello and good evening. How exciting to be together again. It really is exciting to come together with such a committed, devoted group of people, creating this incredibly powerful community. So let's settle in while we're gathering. So let's just say that if you join in and it's after 8 o'clock, and when you come on the line, it's quiet, just assume at first that we are settling in. And then, if you don't hear anything after a while, after 5 minutes, then maybe you're not connected in right or something's off. So, I hope each of you read the email I sent out today that will be bringing the new website online at the end of this 6-week session. And so, if there's anything on the current website that you would like to download in terms of the classes, the resources will still be there, the blogs will still be there. But I'm not sure how many of the class recordings beyond this class are going to be there. I believe they will be, but you know how technology has been. And so I don't want you to miss downloading something that you may want to keep. So take a look and download what you would like to have as a resource for you. I believe all the classes from this year and all the materials will be there. And I think the 2025 will be there. All right. That's something else is happening there. But have another program that keeps trying to butt into this program. So when I'm hesitating, I'm trying to get rid of it. So just in case, download what you want to keep. So the new website should be very mobile friendly, which I had to be brought up to speed on. I guess most people actually use their cell phone and iPad to look at websites, and that's not how I've operated, but now I'm up to speed. And so it'll be working great on computers and on cell phones and iPads and whatever pad you have. It's going to look very different, just and have an easier layout. So it should be easier to use once you get used to it. So there will be an adjustment period, and we'll get through it. Okay, seems like we're all here. Let's have you practice easing into your relaxation and settling into your body, drawing your awareness back to your breath, your body, your seat, your feet. And coming into a state where you are practicing and you know you're practicing, meaning you really are aware of your breath, you really are aware of your feet and seat, not just halfway aware, but really returning to your center of consciousness and your embodied state. So feel that. And it's a state where you know you can affect your nervous system, where you can calm yourself down. And it doesn't mean you can do it instantly. It means you draw back into your practice, into your consciousness, and begin the process of becoming coherent. So there's some patience involved. So we're getting beyond the point of where we're just gathering so that we can feel better. And that's a wonderful reason to gather, but you are more powerful than that. You have the power to really be the one who manages how you feel, how you calm yourself down and regulate your nervous system, how your inner authority really shows up. I feel that inner authority. What kind of shift just happened for you? Can someone share what happened with the cue to feel your inner authority? Go ahead, Tracy.
I just felt an immediate inner alignment and my energy went right up into my crown.
I noticed an more presence and power in my heart center.
So I would like that to be the practice this week. That little shift that brings you into the center of your inner authority, where you have the ability to shift yourself. This is the beginning practice of being able to carry a coherent field, which changes your life entirely. When you come into your coherence through the practice of coming into your inner authority, you don't feel like a victim anymore. You feel, well, you know that you have the ability to shift from any uncomfortable feeling into a state that feels more aligned, more connected, less alone. In supportive flow. So you carry a presence that is very different from the chaotic world that we're living in. And don't put the expectation of being perfect on this practice. Make it a true practice that you're actually practicing doing this. And with practice, you get better and better, more skillful. And can be the witness to how this shifts your life. How's that landing?
It's very empowering.
Good.
A sense of joy, very much wanting to be, wanting to do this practice.
So it's we're at a point where through the power of this ceremonial community and through the power of ceremony, we're being empowered to be empowered. You can probably feel that. Because we have a lot of high frequency help here tonight. So the impact of being in ceremony on a weekly basis is drawing us into a new state of participating in the consciousness that is awakening on the planet. Who else can feel the difference right now?
I sure can.
I feel my column of light responding when you were saying into the last few sentences, my tailbone opening, and yeah, it just felt like the column in different areas were changing and shifting, becoming stronger.
Wonderful. Settle in a little more with ease. The illuminated beings are very, very present here. Enveloping us in a sphere of light circulation, helping us connect with Mother Earth, Father Sun, the center of your being. So what's happening with us, it cannot be manufactured by the mind. We do want to give credit to the ceremonial space. That is drawing us into this empowered state. It doesn't mean you have to be part of the ceremonial community. There's no hooks here. But I do want you to recognize or understand that we are under the influence of a luminous state that is so powerful that it's taking each one of us into deeper relationship with our soul, with spirit. Each one of us step by step, being held by the invisible realms that's generated by the group. I also, this is kind of an aside comment, wanted to remark about, again, the activity of the sun and the volcanoes and earthquakes and weather that's been happening on the planet. There used to be a time that any time there was an earthquake anywhere on the planet, I instantly fell asleep. Didn't matter where I was, I had to lie down. And so these celestial and earth experiences are really impacting and affecting our state of being. They're affecting our physiology, our wellness, our clarity, our ascension. And they don't necessarily align with the materialistic world, nor the timing of what we're expected to do in a day. And I know some people report feeling dizzy or nauseous or transported. There can be many different experiences that you feel inside your being as these earth and heaven changes are going on. So I no longer fall asleep with earthquakes. But that lasted, I don't know, maybe 10 years. I do feel and experience all the lightning and meteors and everything that is popping on the earth or striking the earth. And that's an energetic sense that is going on for me. But you might start kind of cataloging or noticing what might be happening with you when you take note of all the solar activity for the volcanoes and the earthquakes and the storms, and see how it's impacting you because it's real. And it can disrupt the expected daily participation in 3D life. Is anyone experiencing anything like that now? Or noticing it? Oh, Tracy, do me a favor. Just talk because I usually have my eyes closed during this whole thing, so
Oh,
I might miss your hand being raised.
no worries. Yes, actually, I was talking to a friend of mine about this today. There's a particular Schumann chart. I think it's Cumanati out of Italy, and when it shows red spikes, I know that's a purging process for my body because somatically I start releasing like crazy. So whenever I see the chart spiking red, I'm like, oh boy, here we go. It's going to be a purging day.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
I'm sure it's helpful for other people too. Yeah, Russell?
Yeah, I'm taking more naps lately, and I also, anytime I sit or stand and I just really connect with my feet and seat, I just feel I'm purging so much heavy energy for like the last several weeks. Like it pulses, like throbs down my being.
How do you like that?
It's nice. It feels good. I love that. I'm like, oh, just doing a little heavy energy dump right here. That's great.
Yep. You just fed Mother Earth a good buffet.
Exactly.
Great. Penny, are you here? What's going on with you these days? We haven't heard from you for a while. I don't know if you're actually here. Maybe not. Okay. And Susan, it sounds like from your comments that lots is happening for you. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Would you like to share a little?
Well, I'm just having a whole lot of fun. and you know me, I always laugh at myself and giggle through this. I go, don't take it so seriously. But the clearing that's coming through when I'm meditating in the mornings, especially when it's real quiet and about 5 in the morning, and everything, the nature spirits and all seem to just be coming through my being and just kind of very calmly reinforcing to just allow and just to be and to trust in what they can do for me. And it's just been wonderful.
So happy to hear that.
Me too. And thank you.
I don't know if some of you might remember the other Susan that was in our class. She was the one a couple sessions before who told us about putting our fingertips together. Do some of you remember that practice she shared?
Yes.
So, she has passed from the earth about a month ago, and she did it very consciously. She knew her time was ready, that it was her time to pass. She was close to 90 years old, and I had never really gotten an email like this before, but she emailed me, and I'm saying this with lots of love for her because I've known her for 30 years. She said she knew her time was now, She had some physical issues going on, and she wanted to let me know that she knew she would be passing on and was grateful and thankful and loving. And she also explained that she had a lot of support, that she was being taken care of medically and by her children and family. And we had a few more communications, and she passed about 2 weeks after that communication, original communication. And it was such a beautiful, clear, honest conversation. And she was very aware to the very end. And then she consciously passed. And I share that with you. She didn't speak in class a lot, but she was in all the classes for many years. And I share that with you because everyone here provided such a beautiful community for her. And she provided for us. And I'm feeling her presence here with us tonight. And so our ceremonies reach beyond this life. She's very much present here, sharing a remarkable amount of love. We have something that goes on in our house that when someone passes over, the lights in our kitchen blink. And the bulbs are all fine, the circuits are all fine, but there will be one light that blinks. And no matter what we do, like screw it in tighter or whatever, it just still blinks until we get the message and realize that we're being communicated with about someone who has passed over. And so that happened with Susan too. She's very present here in a beautiful, illuminated way. So she has been taken in by an incredible community of illuminated beings on the other side. And so our relationship that we're developing with the unseen world continues after this life. And that's what ceremony is. It's developing a relationship with the multiple dimensions of our being and the dimensions of light and wisdom and love and any number of possible worlds. And it really is about relationship. So every time you remember to say hi to Mother Earth and feel your roots connecting with her heart, or you feel the subtle energies flowing through your being, you're developing a relationship with this non-physical world, which exists beyond our physical world. And you don't necessarily have to be aware of this. When someone passes over from this life, they are met. By their ancestors, by beings from other lifetimes and dimensions that they may have been developing unconsciously. We exist on so many dimensions that we're not aware of. And we are met by these beings and ushered through the portal onto our next journey. And I'm sure if you've been around people who are in stages of passing through, you've heard them mention visitations or experiences where they're out of their body as a preview. And again, like my father, not really spiritual at all. His spiritual orientation was exhibited. He was an engineer, so he loved how machines ran smoothly and how anything that was complex when it was put together was beautifully coordinated. So that was his spiritual sense. But he often called me a phony and didn't believe in anything that I did. When he passed, and I was with him when he passed, an incredible circle of illuminated beings came and surrounded him. And on his last breath, help bring him from the body into the next dimension. And I could see this while we were sitting together. Well, he was going unconscious. But whether anyone talks spirituality or doesn't believe in it or does, those beings are there to greet you, no matter what. And so as we keep participating in these ceremonies, we are more consciously developing this relationship with the unseen world that is much vaster and greater than our physical world. And so ceremony has an impact beyond the immediacy of each week. Or beyond the immediacy of however we want to use the energy to help us manifest or change our lives or ourselves in any way. There's a greater picture going on here. And we're usually not fully aware of it. It's pretty hard to be fully aware of it when the 3D world is pressing in on you. Penny, you here? I see your microphone on.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, good.
I'm thrilled that I hit the right numbers, and I'm on. I'm oh, this is the happy chance. I'm thrilled.
Haven't heard from you for a while. What's going on with you?
I'm getting there. It is I need to be honest, and I think I'm getting there. I have every indication that my health and my attitude will be rising. So I'm good. I'm all right so far.
Okay.
And how do I sign off? Do I press pound?
Do you see the microphone? Do you see anything on your screen?
Yes, I see a mute.
Okay, press the mute.
Okay.
There you go. You did okay. Okay, so are we easing in a little more here? Feel your feet. Feel your body relaxing. Let your heart take over speaking for you. Just notice what happens when you let your heart take over speaking for you. How does it feel when your heart greets Mother Earth? And the spirit of the land where you are right now. And the nature spirits, the flowers, the trees, the birds, the bees. We had another bat in our house the last couple of days. We've been having visitations by bats. We're kind of getting friendly with them. But he's now removed. So bats are endangered species, or they're protected species. You're not allowed to kill them. They have to be replaced somewhere else, but kept alive. Not even allowed to travel over county borders with a bat. But the interesting, we've already had our house remediated for bats like 10, 15 years ago. So they still seem to be visiting us. So the nature spirits listen to the plants growing in their spring energy. Listen to the trees, the grass growing, if you have grass. And let it not be in words. It's how your heart knows. So when we start recognizing that the unseen world exists, it's the beginning of ceremony. To me, the difference between ritual and ceremony, ritual is something that can be done in a rote way with your 3D mind. To me, ceremony is engaging with the living energies and is never a completely standardized experience. So connecting with the living energies and allowing the intelligence of the living energies to start guiding the ceremony is when the ceremony is initiated. And so your presence is very important. And your consciousness is very important in this ceremonial community. We greet the spirit of the water. Through our heart, through experience, as we feel the flow of the energy, our feet tingling, or some sensation there, we're communicating with the flow. And we're allowing our body, our fascia, our thoughts, our feelings to open up to this flow. To bring a freshness, a life force to all that is rigid, held tightly. Constricted. And enlivening each cell, each thought. What is an enlivened thought? What happens when an old rigid thought becomes enlivened? What happens with your fascia, your muscles? As the flow of energy travels through you, how is the flow communicating with you and interacting with you? What is its relationship with you? How does it soften all the rigidities? This is the experience of greeting the spirit of water. And we greet the spirit of fire, the inner flame that illuminates our consciousness, that burns off the dross, maybe that's a sense of expansion. Of more clarity and awareness of something greater. A sense of being expanded beyond the physical body into your light body. Yes, we each have a light body. Don't try to think about it. And associate it with the aura. And the light body communicates with the subtle world. There's a whole relationship of your light with the light of the universe. The light of oneness. and the one light. So there's a whole lot of communication and relating going on through your light body. And the light body is just like the spirit of water, the spirit of fire. They have the ability to cleanse and purify that which we know and what we don't know. And that's why when we go into these deeper states, one of the repercussions might be that something becomes revealed to us that or surfaces that can be unpleasant to find out. And yet it's brought about through illumination and is meant to be resolved. Now we've cleared enough that the central axis of the circle is breaking through the clouds of the heavy energies. And starting to create a group stabilization and coherence. It's always there, but we can't see it through the clouds. Just like the sun. And don't go linear on this. It's not a sequence. And hopefully some of the tension is dissolving and you're feeling a little more relaxation and a little more support from the energetic flow. There's a very powerful energy that's coming through with the spirit of the fire tonight. And it's still cleaning us off, clearing us. And we greet the spirit of the air. Which can be like a melody playing through us. What melody do you hear? Do you sense? And this is not meant to reinforce your 3D identity. It is meant to tune in to the deeper melody of your being. Go. It'd be more of an ethereal sense of sound. And we greet the spirit of the ether. This is where our identity becomes so refined that we no longer have an identity, and we can slip through the portal into the ethereal world of non-identity, non-English language. And start to have an experience of our greater self. This is when the toroidal field and the central axis becomes our identity. We're identified with the greater living energies and intelligence. We'll rest here for a moment. And rest in this space where you're not identified with your thoughts and feelings, and yet you're still able to sense your body, sense energy in your body and flowing through your body. It's all able to happen in an embodied state. And when we are able to identify with the living energies instead of who we have created, we have the possibility of healing and regenerating and revealing a newness, a freshness. When we're free of the old identity, we can find ourselves in a new state, circulating vital energy to places that were blocked off before due to that strong identification of who we thought we were. And when we're no longer identified with who we thought we were, our more illuminated being has a chance to take up residence in relationship with our body. And so we're receiving help from the illuminated ones to clear that old identity and make room for your light body, your wisdom, your love to take up residence in your being, in your body, in your physical presence. This has always been with you. And we could have known this and grown up with this since the very moment of our conception and moment of birth. And yet the ceremonies weren't there to support the maintaining of this awareness. Usually, I won't say always. Don't let the mind get involved. Even if you don't know what's happening, which you don't probably, it's okay. If the mind's involved, you won't know what's happening. Take a few breaths, breathing this new identity, the identity of light, of melody. Of the livingness of your being. And it's okay if you just have a little taste of it. Or a bigger taste. It's happening. There's just so much that we don't know in the unseen world and those unseen aspects of ourselves, the dimensions of ourselves that are just starting to come into awareness. So feel your breath. Your energy. Your not knowing. Feel your feet and seat. Maybe you can sense there's more a light and aliveness in you. And that's a big deal if you can even sense a little bit of it in the density. And maybe feel a sense of gratitude for the beauty of your being that can now take up more space within you. And don't try to quantify that space. It's a sense of it. And let's end with a realization that the illuminated beings are with us at all times. Our illumination is with us at all times. We are an illuminated being, each one of us. Does anyone have any comment or question at this point? So we'll close until next week. I love being with all of you. Thank you for being here and bringing your light to this ceremony. Many blessings.